We're up to Kufala from Aleph, the new parak, Mitzvah Chalitza. Mitzvah Chalitza b'shlosha dayonim, v'afilu shlosha v'adyotos. You need to have a chalitza, you have to have three dayonim, but they don't have to be smuchim, they don't have to have smicha, they can be hadyotos. And the Gemara is going to discuss then what makes them dayonim. Why are they dayonim who are hedyotos? Monashah, either dayonim, so then they're smuchim. If they're smuchim, means that they're part of the Sanhedrin. A smuchim means that they have smicha. Smicha doesn't mean what we have today, smicha. What we have today, smicha, is reshus to paskin shailas or whatever. Dayan who had smicha means that there was an unbroken chain of smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu on. And whoever had smicha could give smicha, and that chain was broken after Churban Bayis Sheni. And we don't have smuchim today bechlal. Right? So those times also they had dayan who weren't smuchim. They went to the smuchim for certain halachas. You have to have smicha. Certain things we do today were considered shluchim of the earlier generations. Right, things that you did need smicha, and certain things we don't do, bisman hazeh, knossos or whatever that needs smicha that we don't do bechlal. Okay, so for chalitza you don't need smuchim, you need three dayanim, even hedyotos. Chalitza b'menal, let's just go through what the chalitza is. Chalitza is the dayanim, invite the yavam and the yavama in front of them, and the Yavama says that this is my Yavam, he doesn't want to make Chalitza, and the Yavam, and she reads those psukim, the Yavam reads some psukim also that he says, and then she takes off his right shoe, and she spits in front of him, doesn't spit at him, she spits in front of him, and they say, everybody around says, Beis Chalutz HaNoal, and that's the Chalitza. So, for this whole process, you have to have three Dayanim there. Chalitz Menal, Chalitza Sekshera. If she took off a shoe, a Menal is like, we have a shoe, that covers the whole foot or whatever, that's kosher. Banfilya, Chalitza Sepsula. Right? Because it says, the Chalitz Nalo Meal Raglav. Now means something that protects you, but if she had if he was wearing bedroom slippers, right, that were made out of cloth, they don't protect anything, so that's not the chalitza. The sandal sheyesh lo ekev kosher. If it was a sandal, it didn't cover the whole foot, like sandals do, but it had a heel, then it's kosher. The she'ein lo ekev pasul, it doesn't have a heel, that's not called a nal. Minhu arkuva lemato chalitza kshera. If the guy had his leg amputated, but beneath the knee, he didn't have a foot, and he was wearing something on there, like a shoe, so that's good chalitza. Min harkuva lamala chalitza psula. But if it's from the knee up, right, that's not called a shoe bechlal, and that's not a chalitza. Cholzus besandal she'ein shelo, if he was wearing somebody else's shoes. Or besandal shel eitz, or he was in Netherlands wearing wooden shoes. Or beshal small biyamin, or he had the left hand shoe on the right hand, on the right foot. Chalitza kshera, that's a good chalitza. Cholzo begodl shu yochel ahalachbo, or bekotn shu chofes rov raglo, chalitza kshera. If the shoe was too big for him, but he could walk in it. Or it was too small, but it covered most of his foot. It's a good chalitza. Rashi. Vafilu shloshen hedyotos she'einon misanhedria iron. They're not from the Sanhedrin of their city. Those have to be smuchim. Uvigmora porach my dayonim. The Gemara is going to ask, if they're hedyotos, then why are they dayonim? What makes them dayonim then? Because they're just regular people. Why do they become all of a sudden dayonim? Right? But now, even though we use it very loosely, right? Because we have hadyotos for hatoros nadarim, and we say shimuna rabosai dayonim mumchim or whatever, so everybody's a dayon, right? Some people say you should leave that out because it's a joke. What's it called, dayonim mumchim? So just say shimuna rabosai. Okay, But the Gemara is going to ask, what makes them dayanim if they're hedyotos? Menal shel or rachu ke'en shalonu. Okay, a menal is softer leather that covers your foot, and like our shoes. Chalitza k'sheira, aval lechatchila lo, kim beforesh l'kama, mishu menal hamarufat, shenikol gabo. Right, they can't use a regular shoe, lechatchila, because of menal hamarufat, that the top of the shoe is off. Aval ikr, because then it doesn't protect you. Aval ikr chalitza b'sandal, v'hu shel or kosha umavushim. The main chalitza is with a sandal that is hard leather, and when it's opened, it's you don't wear it the cloud. Vanfilia shall beg it. Those are like socks or the cloth bedroom slippers. Psula the migi mugin poinan deceiv naalo. Right, it says the chalza naalo. Naal is something that protects you. The naal midi the mugin who deceiv a naal chotachash who or. Right, I will protect your feet with tachash. Tachash is like in the Mishkan, right? The tachash was leather. Ekev shula doesn't have a sole, a heel. Min arkuva lamala shenechtach raglo min arkuva v'cholos min arkuva lamala. He had his leg amputated from above the knee. That's not called chalitza. Obe shel small b'yamin k'sheira av a chalitza shel small k'tani v'pirkin pluksa. But if it's the actual, you did the chalitza on the left foot, not that you have the left shoe on the right foot, but the chalitza was on the right foot, just the wrong shoe. But you did it on the left foot completely, that's a machlokas in the Gemara, whether it's kosher or not. Okay. Chalitza begadol, sandal shaloha yolamidas raglo, avahu yochol alechespo. He had a shoe too big for him, but he could walk in it. Didn't fall off. Or smaller than his size, but it covered most of his foot, that's also good. Okay, so Rashi says the ikr chalitza is with a sandal, but a shoe is also good. They have a special shoe that's made for chalitza. Maybe we can get a hold of one or whatever, bring it up. But again, I'm going to have to speak to Yaakov Norton and see how we can get that. I think it's a video of the chalitza, and we'll get maybe Rafi to bring his to give us his laptop, and we'll have popcorn or whatever. Okay, right. Gemara. Me'achar dafilu shloshe hedyotos dayonim lomali. Right. If we can have even three hedyotos, what makes them dayonim? Hakamash b'mon de be'inim b'shloshe shiyodim lahakros ke'ein dayonim. They have to instruct, guide the person in reading the parsha. So in that respect, they act like dayanim, right? They're officials, functionaries. They have a job to do. They don't just sit there like a golem. They guide the guy and read for him first, say this or whatever. That makes them dayanim. They're like dayanim. Tanina lahadetan rabbanan mitzvah chalitza b'shlosha shiyodim lahakros kein dayanim. Theirish in the Brisa, that mitzvah chalitza is three people who know how to instruct the person how to read the parasha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'chamisha. Rabbi Yehuda says you need five dayanim. My time at the Tanakama, the Tanya's skeinim shnayim, the ain't beis nishokum osifan aleihen od echad. We should get a chumash. Somebody bring up a chumash. Right? See that psukim. It's in the end of Kisaitse. Here. Vimlo Yahpo Tsaisho Kathasis Yivimto. He doesn't want to make Yibum. The also Yivimto Hasha'ara El Hazakanim. So that's the Pasik. You go to the Skanim. Skanim is two. Right? Minimum. And you can't ever have a Bezin Shokol. You have to have an extra one to make it uneven based in, right? So if they have any shilas or whatever, they can pass in the shilas with three, a majority of two. The Amra, and she says, and she, then they instruct her to say this. And as the Bezdin says, say, Me'ein Yuvami Lohakim Lo'achim Shem B'Yisrael Lo'ova Yavni. Right? My Yavam doesn't want to make Yibum. the Karolo Ziknairo, the Dibruel, so it says again, the Karolo Ziknairo, right? The Dibruel love, and they speak to him. We'll see what I speak to him about. The Omad the Omar, and then he has to say, Lo Chofatsi Lekachta. That's the next thing. Then he says those words. They say, this is a script. The Nigshi Yavintu Elov, La'ini Askenim. Another time it says Askenim. Right? Then she approaches him in the eyes of the Askenim. The Cholza Nalo Miagraglo, and she takes his shoe off his foot. The Yorka Befanov, and she spits in front of him. The ansa, the omra, and then she has to say the next thing. Kocha yeos eliisha shalo yivnes beis ochid. And then the bezin, everybody standing around says, v'nikrish mo b'Yisrael, beis chalutzanol. Everybody says those words, beis chalutzanol. So that's the thing. So it says, zikne ha'el haskenim. Then it says, v'korolo zikne iro. And then it says, v'nikshah elov la'ene haskenim. Okay, so it says three times zikenim. Or twice Zekanim and one Ziknairo. Okay, now the Gemara says like this. So the Chachamim said, the first Zekanim is the Iker. And there's two. You add one more that shouldn't be an even based in, and that's three. That's how you know you need three. That's the Rabban. Harikan Shlosha, Rabbi Yehuda. Why is Rabbi Yehuda saying you need five? Ziknei Shnayim, Zekanim Shnayim. The aim based in Shokom, Mosifan Layon Odechot. Harikan Hey. Right? It says, Zikneiro, and it says Haskenim. So that's really four. And they can't have a base in Shokel, it's five. Tosha says, what about, what's it called, the other Zikanim? It says, what's it called, a third time Haskenim, the Eine Haskenim. So over there it means the ones that you already mentioned before. Now, in front of those Skenim that we mentioned before, she says, but the other one says, you bring them to Zikneiro and Haskenim, there you could learn those two different things. But le'enei haskenim is in the eyes of the haskenim that came before. Okay. The Tanakama hai ziknei ma'ovidle. What does the Tanakama do with the word ziknei? How come he doesn't count that for another two dayanim? Miboyle l'rebuya afilu shloshe hedyotos. Since it says ziknei twice, zikenim usually means smuchim. But if it says it twice, ein ribu yachar ribu yelamayit. It says it twice, it's a mute. Right, just like ein miut achar miut, el the rabos, it says two ribuyim, one after the other, it's lemayit. What? Right. No, right. The rabos said yotzim. No, just opposite. Right. Since it says zakenim, if it would just say one time zakenim, I'd say you need smuchim. So now the second one says me you need smuchim. So two miutim is as a ribuy. Right. Rabbi Yehuda had yotzim minolei. So Rabbi Yehuda doesn't learn that it's two miutim. He learns that it's two times two dayanim. So where does he learn that you can have hedyotos? Nafkele mele'ene. The Omer Mar le'ene prat l'sumim. Right? It says le'ene has kenim, so it means they can't be blind. So umi di istrich le'ene le'mute sumim shma minod afilu hedyotos. The fact that blind dayanim are no good means that you don't need smuchim. Why? The Isolkadaitach Sanhedrin Bo'inon, if you need people who are roy to be in the Sanhedrin. In other words, Smuchim, right? Lomeli Mute Sumim. Why do I need a pastor to tell me the blind people can't be? A blind person can't be in the Sanhedrin anyway. Midatonir of Yosef Nafka. The Tonir of Yosef. Kishem Shebezim Menukim Mitzedek. Tach Bezim Menukim Mikomu. Shenemar. Right? Just like the Bezim has to be clean of any injustices, they have to be clean of any mumim too. Shenemar kulach yofa rayosi umum ein boch, and it's talking about the Sanhedrin. So they can't have mumim. They can't have. They have to be can't be blind. So if you need smuchim, memela can't be blind. Why don't we need a special pasuk tell me that the dayan can't be blind? Must be you don't need smuchim, but blind dayanim are no good. It has to be people who can see. Rashi. They instruct the Yavam and read before him and instruct him what to say when he says lo chafatzi lekachta, right? And when she says me'en yavami lahakim, and what she says kocha yasa la'ish, and that's what she says. The kulam b'loshon hakodesh, all of it has to be said b'loshon hakodesh, and not everybody loves loshon hakodesh. So you need dayanim who are capable of instructing them how to read and what to say. Okay. Zikenim, but also Yavimto, Hashaora, El Haskenim. Zikne, the Korulo, Zikne Iro. As Rashi says it, why the kivan d'chsiv hazakenim ahanav to elkoi. That last zakenim is going back on the ones that we mentioned before. It's not adding new ones. Kach beisim menuka mikomum. Just like beisim has to be clear of all injustice, they have to be clear also of any mum. Yolek mehaykra kulach yofar ayosi the arim is on heaven. There it's talking euphemistically about the Sanhedrin, Darshan Los Psukim, about the Sanhedrin, and therefore they have to be Yofa Rayosi. Mumeinbach. Okay. Okay. Go on. The Idach, right? What does the other one do? La'ene ma'ovidle. What does he do with the word la'ene? Doesn't need any more. To what's it called? To be mamayit, to say hedyotos, right? To say what's it called, right? My ovidle, ahulich the rava who does it. Comes to me what rava said. Dama rava, tzriche daini lemerze roka, the konofik mipuma diavama. The chsiv le'ene haskenim viyorka. Right? The le'ene haskenim is going also on the yorka. They have to actually see the spit. It has to be visible to them clearly. The idach nami boy lecha the rava, right? And a chenami, right? He also needs la'ene for rava. So what is he? Where does he learn hedyotos from, right? The ele hedyotos minale nafka may be Yisrael. Yisrael called the who, right? It says what's it called? What's the pasuk Yisrael? Hashar laskeinim lahakim shame be Yisrael, right? Shame be Israel. Let's see Rashi. Be Israel, lahakim laachim, shame be Israel. And since it says be Israel, it means that this has to be done in front of any Jew. Okay. The idach hay Israel, my other way, what does he do with the Israel? Mi boyalei lechidatoni rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. Be Israel, the basin shall Israel, the love basin shall Gerim. It has to be a basin of Israel. And not what's it called the Beis Din of Gerim. The Idach, the Yisrael Achrin Aksiv. There's another Be Yisrael. Where is that? Where does it say again Be Yisrael? Yeah, the Nikrishmo Be Yisrael Beis Chalutz Hanoah. So the second Be Yisrael tells me it has to be regular born Jews and not Gerim. The Idach Miboy Lecha Netanya, the second Yisrael we need, Omer of Yehuda. So Yehuda said, we were sitting once in front of Rabbi Tarfon, and a Yevama came to be Cholets. And he said to all of us, you say Chalutz Hanal, because it says Be Israel, meaning all the people standing around, all the onlookers have to say Chalutz Hanal. The Idach, where does he learn that the onlookers have to say Chalutz Hanal? Nivenikra Nafka. This is the Nikra Shmo Be Yisrael means people should call him that. So everybody standing around should call him Chalutz Hanal. Elameyato, the Karu Shnayim, the Dibru Shnayim. Lechora, let's be Marba two more. It says the Karu Lo Ziknei Iro. Ziknei is two, the Karu Lo is two, and Dibru is another two. Hachinami, Rabbi Yehuda, Hari Kantisha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you should need nine. Four more. The Rabbanan Harikan Shiva, for the Rabbanan you need seven, four more than the three that they said at the beginning. So Mar says no. Hahu mi boyle lichidetanya the koru lo velo shlucham the dibru I love malamet shemesin lo etzah haugenis lo shimha yahu yeled v'hizakena who's zokin v'hi yalda omrim lo malachaitzol yalda malachaitzol skena klachaitzol shikamoscha the altachnis to ketata l'toch beisecha. We learn from those words, the Karulo, and that they have to call him directly, and this, you can't have a Shliach do this. A Shliach can't call him. And Tosa speaks about that's the case. Why don't we learn from here that Shliach doesn't help? So he says there's plenty of places in the Torah where Shliach doesn't help. They're like Shnei Ksuv Maboyin Kechot. So we learn from Kedushin, Gittin, Korban Pesach that Shliach helps. And there are exceptions, but there's so many exceptions that you can't learn from them to every other place. Because if shlichus wouldn't help, you wouldn't need each of these things. You could learn from one of them. That's the halach of trei shnei ksuv maboyin keechod. Okay, so this case shluchas doesn't help. That's what we learn from the karlo and the dibru elav. They should speak to him. We learn that before they what's it called? They do ibum or chalitza, right? They look what's a good eitzah for this guy. If he's young and she's an old lady, right? The older the brother was much older, and he married an older woman, right? So we tell him don't do ibum, do chalitza. And the same thing if she's young and he's old. But if they're a good match, then we advise them to do ibum. From here we learn one of the makoros that a person has to give good advice to people.